Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
Ohayo, Tokyo.
Good morning, Tokyo. We're back again with another lesson in practical and basic Japanese. Today, we have a great lesson for you. The alpha male, Kazunori, is here with us today, and we're going to pick up where we started off last time. Last time, if you remember, and if you don't remember, check out our episode 2, we did self-introduction. So we're going to start today with right into the lesson. We're going to have self-introduction from Kazunori.
Hajimemashite. Watashi wa Sakai Kazunori desu. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Watashi wa Kawamoto Natsuko desu. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Hajimemashite. Watashi wa Peter Garante desu. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu. And we're going to have it one more time now. This time, we're going to slow it down a bit, so please listen.
Hajimemashite. Watashi wa Sakai Kazunori desu. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Hajimemashite. Watashi wa Kawamoto Natsuko desu. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Hajimemashite. Watashi wa Peter Garante desu. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu. Okay. Very nice. Did everyone catch that? So, now what we're going to do is we're going to break this down a little bit. There's a few pointers that I want to give to you. And then after that, we're going to step it up a bit. I'm going to give you a few more details on a bit higher level of self-introduction. Right now, this is pretty much the basic standard. Okay. First point I would like to say is please listen to this one more time. We're going to have Natsuko. Now, here's the point. I'm using her first name, but in Japan, the first and last name is, the order is very important. So listen to her. Her first name is Natsuko, and her last name is Kawamoto. Now, listen to her self-introduction. One more time, please.
Hajimemashite. Watashi wa Kawamoto Natsuko desu.
Okay. Did everyone catch that? Tell us the order of the name.
Oh, yes. In Japan, you usually say last name first, and your first name last. Well, that's really confusing. But in my case, my first name is Natsuko, but that comes after. So Natsuko Kawamoto changes to Kawamoto Natsuko.
Yes, correct. And if you caught my self-introduction, watashi wa Peter Garante desu. My name is Peter Garante. So for all you guys out there who really want to get very accurate Japanese, what you do is you reverse the order. But, you know, I'm just used to...
Yes. We Japanese, you know that Western people says their first name first and last name last. So we kind of automatically translate your name. Like, you know, if you say Peter first, we know that your first name is Peter.
Yeah. But, you know, what happens, though, they always call you... If you use your first name first, they'll call you Peter-san, which is the suffix for Mr. So
yes.
Mr. Peter. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be called by your Mr. last name, you should reverse the order.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just something to be careful about out there for all you people who really want to be very, very, you know, very thorough people. Okay. So now what I want to do is we had the introduction from last lesson and we just reviewed it now. What I want to do is I want to add in a few things to really spice up your introduction, and to make your introduction, well, if you want to impress your friends, here's what you're going to use. Okay? Now, listen to this conversation and try to listen for the difference. Again, it's going to be self-introduction, but we're going to throw in a few more things. Okay? So we're going to have Kazunori introduce himself again, and then we're going to have Natsuko answer him, but with something, a little something extra added in. So we're going to have Kazunori introduce himself, and Natsuko is going to reply. Now listen for the extra words that are going to be in there. Okay, here we go.
Hajimemashite. Watashi wa Sakai Kazunori desu. Yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Kochira koso, hajimemashite. Watashi wa Kawamoto Natsuko desu. Douzo yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Very, very nice. Now the speed was a little fast, so we're going to slow it down. Slow it down. Natsuko, how can we say slow it down?
Yukkuri.
Yes, very nice. Yes. And break that word down for us.
Yukkuri.
Yes. Okay. This time we're going to go more
yukkuri.
Okay, here we go.
はじめまして。私は酒井和則です。よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそ、はじめまして。私は川本夏子です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Okay, very nice. Now we're going to have Natsuko break down the new words and explain them to us and what is the difference between the regular introduction and this stepped up introduction.
こちらこそ
Yes. Okay, let's stop here. What does this word mean?
Nice to meet you too. That. It's the answer word.
Yeah.
You know? It, like my pleasure, like that.
Kind of like a same here.
Yes, yes, the direct translation would be like that.
Yeah, so someone would say, it's very nice to meet you, and you would say, same here.
Same here, yes.
Now, this is very advanced stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, it sounds very polite.
Very polite.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I told you, this is what separates the good from the really good. This is how you impress the people.
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to break it down syllable by syllable. Can you please break it down for us?
こちらこそ。
Very nice. Okay, one more time.
こちらこそ.
Very, very nice. Okay, now we're going to move on. We had one other word, one other new word in there. Okay, and what was that other word?
どうぞ.
Yes, and what does this mean?
Another polite word, stressing your courtesy.
Yeah, maybe we could say this word means please.
Please, yes.
But as you could see, if you're, I know for you sharp people out there, so far we had four or five words that mean please.
Yes, exactly.
So I know it seems kind of redundant that we're saying please, but it'll all come together once the lessons progress. So right now, just think of dozo as please.
Please.
Yeah.
Yes.
So can you break this word syllables down for us?
Dozo.
Okay, very nice. One more time, please.
Do, u, zo.
Okay, now we're going to have Natsuko give us the whole phrase one more time. Okay, please listen.
こちらこそはじめまして。私は川本夏子です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Very, very nice. And now we're going to have Kazunori.
こちらこそはじめまして。私は酒井和則です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Okay, very nice. Now, I should point out here that this is very important. This こちらこそ, this phrase, same here, can only be used when another person says to you first,
Yes.
introduces themselves first.
Yes.
So you cannot use this phrase first when
Yes.
you first meet somebody.
Yes.
So it's always second in the order.
Yes.
Correct?
It's like the answer.
Yes.
Yes.
Just as you wouldn't say, just think about it this way, just in English, you would not say, same here, when you first meet somebody. Same here, nice to meet you. No.
Yes.
Somebody says, nice to meet you, and then you say,
こちらこそ.
Yeah,
same here.
Okay? So, that's it for today. We just had, we wanted to get you a nice introduction to our third member, Kazunori. We're going to stop here today, and we're going to be back tomorrow. And now, tomorrow, we're really going to pick up the pace. So we gave you guys a little break, a little review today. But tomorrow, we're going to pick up the pace. So for all of us here in Tokyo, we're going to say...
Mata ne.
Mata ne.
Ja ne. Right?
Right.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. So, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.